summers have announced their arrivals, and during this period, we all lose a lot of fluids from our body. Whilst there are many of us who prefer staying hydrated, there are a few who yet need to learn this. There are a few hacks and less known facts about keeping hydrated which I discovered and would be sharing for your benefits. Hello listeners, welcome back to one more informative episode on the podcast Love Yourself First. I am your host Meghal Ali. I would be speaking on essence of staying hydrated in today's episode. Let me begin with a simple question. What comes to your mind when you hear about the word hydration? Water, I guess, is the first word. Our body depends on water for survival. Every cell, tissue, and organ in our body needs water for smooth functioning. Our body uses water to maintain its temperature, remove waste, and lubricate our joints. And thus, it's an essence for overall good health. While it's essential to keep a track of our daily liquid intake around the year, during summers, it's a bit more essential to keep drinking ample and adequate proportions of liquids to keep our body hydrated and to compensate the electrolytes lost by our body during various activities. At times, we do feel dizzy, dry mouth, or extremely thirsty, and we may feel a headache. These are commonly observed symptoms due to lack of adequate fluid intakes. For those exposing to sun for longer hours, take a small break to get hydrated and do not forget carrying a bottle along with you. If we are indulging in higher intensity workouts, we need to ensure sufficient fluid intake before and after our workouts. I prefer to have a bottle of water handy during all my workouts and personally practice drinking a minimum of 6 to 8 glasses of water every day. For all those who have trouble remembering to drink water, try following the schedule. For example, you may drink water when you wake up, at breakfast, at lunch, or at dinner, or when you go to bed. Or simply drink a small glass of water at the beginning of each hour. Drinking water may also contribute to a healthy weight loss plan, as many a time it makes us feel full and helps us avoid the excess food intake. White plain water is the best choice ever. However, adding mint leaves, lemon, or cucumber slices are simple and natural ways to add a little flavor to your water whilst cleansing and replenishing your body at the same time. Fruit and vegetable juices, milk, and herbal teas also do contribute to the amount of water we get each day. Herbal teas such as chamomile, jasmine, rose, or simple green tea also serve as healthy choices for fluid intake. Foods such as watermelons and tomatoes have amplitude of water content and can be a good choice to get hydrated very quickly. My tip: chilled water can be a bit shocking for your digestive system first thing in the morning. A good tip is to pour it into a glass and wait until it reaches room temperature before drinking it, or add a little lukewarm water to make it lukewarm. Thank you listeners for tuning into this show. Do reach me out to know more about any part of this podcast. Your experiences and feedbacks matter a lot. Do feel free to share them. Instagram users can post them to your story and tag me at lifebymeghal. If you like this podcast, do rate us on Spotify and leave a review on Apple Music. This will help us to reach more and more people globally. This is Meghal Adi signing off and will be back with you shortly. Till then, enjoy listening to some more informative previous episodes of the podcast Love yourself first. Goodbye and have a wonderful weekend.